Blog Talk Radio.
How's everybody out there doing today? Today is September 15th. We're live in Petersburg, Texas, versus it's homecoming. 2017 homecoming. Petersburg Buffaloes versus the Nazareth Whips. And right now we have Tristan Garza, with a nice run. And we actually started a couple minutes early here in Petersburg. Petersburg has a black man, black girl, black on black man. We're black young. And the Swift, the Nazareth Swift has on blue band, white jersey, the yellow outline, and white jersey. I'm going to shout out to anybody listening right now. Thank you, guys. It's homecoming, baby. Come to that fan homecoming. Right now, Petersburg has the ball on the Swift 30 yard line. Quarterbacking. We have Gabriel All right, the Swift takes over. On the Buffalo 28 yard line. Quarterback for the Swift is Trayton McClain. And now we've got number 15, Jay Gober. With the Swift touchdown. That is second place in scrimmage. Scored a touchdown right there for the Nazareth Swift. That was about a 65-yard run right there. He scooted right up down the side behind him. It was Gabriel Mingo right behind him. Oh, we got a fake field goal here. He fumbled the snap. It's picked up by Yvonne Baraka. He would have took that back, but obviously that's the point. Yeah, 26-0. We got 7 minutes and 48 seconds to go here. First quarter. We got Mile Wynn, sitting right behind me. We do got the Field Water Buffaloes set. We got a nice crowd here, too, as well. Reminds me, always reminds me of Friday Night Lights. Like. Yeah, I remember that movie Friday Night Lights. Like. That's what it reminds me of. But Buffaloes is here. Let's get on top here. It's like I said, it's homecoming. No one likes to lose on homecoming. You know, that's the damn thing. Everybody comes home for the coming, right? I asked you, my senior year in high school, I actually broke my leg in high school, my senior year homecoming. That's where your thoughts seem to come in. I honestly believe, I remember homecoming whenever I was a sophomore, and the running back broke his wrist. And I remember thinking, man, I'm sure that doesn't happen to me my senior year, you know, and I thought it. And 2 years later, I broke my leg in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. I remember that, man. And I was like, man, maybe if I would have thought it, it wouldn't have happened. So that's why I'm real careful what I think about. Here goes the kick from the Swift. And here we go. Yvonne Moroccan with the return here. He had the onside kick last week for a touchdown. Now the Buffaloes with the take over here. Buffaloes are all black. Back hand side there. Side there.
The Buffaloes.
It's going to be 1st and 15 for the Buffalo on the Swift 39-yard line. Buffalo coming up to the line of scrimmage. Gabriel Hanyo in front of the center. In the backfield, we got Tristan Garza. Tristan Garza has been absent this season. So we're going to see the big impact that he's going to make on the team here. There it is. Garza out the middle. Oh, nice game. Called down by Trey. Second down and two. We got a cheerleader over here, too. Doing that cheery. What's that? There was the band all in, and I was home for the rest of the season. All right, there goes Tino with the snap. Just kicked back to the line of scrimmage. Yeah, I can get the huge shout out to the band. The band all in. You can actually go to our Facebook.com/store. You can see footage of the band performing. We've got a selfie with me in there as well. Shout out to those guys. And sad season already for the Buffalo band. We had Mr. Steve pass away 2 weeks ago, right after the first game. So you never know, man. Be thankful for what you have before it becomes something that you have. All right, we got the Buffalo coming up. On the field, 30 yards line. He goes under the center. Ball's in the backfield in the out formation. There he is getting the ball. Oh, he took the check, that tackle right there. Tackled by number 15. We're going to bring up fourth down for the Buffs. See, I did that for the Buffs, baby. Buffalo Nation, baby. Yeah. All right. Here goes. Get a call for Coach. It's going to be fourth down and four. We got Moroccan right here as the wide out. He goes under the center. Out formation. Pisses off the dog. There he is. Makes one touch. Gets the first down. And there he is. He runs. First down. Buffalo. That was Tristan Garza with the spectacular run there. Ball down by number 15. And a back of Swift. That's a Swift. Yeah, at first I was like, you know? I don't know how I was like, I ain't going to be able to do that. I need to probably think out this. The Hogs fell. We got Alvarado, quarterback in there for the Broncos. He fumbled his snap, and he gets the heels, but it, oh, when he fumbled his knee, did touch the ground. Also, Nazareth actually bought their band here as well. And once again, if you pick out your name, it's Petersburg homecoming, 2017. Petersburg Buffalo versus the Nazareth Swift. Nazareth is actually jumped on the board quick. Second place in scrimmage. Second place in scrimmage, I believe it was Jake Gerber, who took the pitch to the right side and went ahead and scored. I believe it was, what, a 65-yard run. And now Petersburg is taking over here, and Petersburg is knocking on the door. He's knocking on the door. They're in the red zone now. They're in the square 19-yard line. And the other thing is the center. Christian Garza is back, looking to get an attack. Oh, he passes to Garza. Oh, there goes the interception! Jake Gerber was the interception. So Petersburg did not take advantage of that opportunity today. Gerber intercepted for the Swift, so the Swift will take over. All right, yeah, if you're not coming in, Buffaloes have on, they're all black. Black pants, black jersey, black helmet. All right, so Swift, they're in the shotgun as an everybody else. Quarterback number 2, Craig McClain. This is off to number 22, Nathaniel. Nathaniel? Yeah. This was taking a lot of scrimmage. Wide out for the Swift. It's Garrison Clayton, just to be about 16. There it is. There it is with the pass. It is complete to Nathaniel. He goes, and there he is, the left guard out of the catch. He will go. Touchdown! And it's another extra point attempt, so the score is 12-0. It's still a super best game here. It's not over for the Buffaloes. It's got 3 minutes and 55 seconds left to go in the first quarter. I'm going to give a shout out to the referee that's working hard. Give a shout out to everybody that came from Nazareth. Shout out to everybody that came from Pittsburgh. It's the homecoming 2017. I know some people can just recall their homecoming. I remember my homecoming. I can go down for memory. that's another. Yeah, it's like, well, you know, I got hurt. I don't really get to play too much more football. I did play after that hot season. I played collegiate, but I don't know. As you can tell, though, if I'm bothered by that, that happened where I was 2 years ago. All right, the ball from the hole. See what I'm saying. See the kick. Kick it off on the book. Number 15, Jake Gerber. Jake Gerber seems to be the star. He already has one touchdown and one interception. Back to receive is number 5, Tristan Garza.
Let's go fast.
Stand off. That's what I wore number 5 to in high school. Oh, we got an onside kick. They don't want to kick on. Oh! Buffalo's got that ball. It seemed to be pretty close. Recovered by number 14, J.P. Petsburg. Good job, J.P. We got to see him on the sideline this morning. You know, you got to pump him up. You got to pump him up, you know what I mean? I had a lot of time on the sideline waving at town. Let's go, Buffaloes. Buffaloes taking over. On the swift 35-yard line. Up under the center, we have 10 yards in the backfield. We have Garza along with Kyle Peterson. There goes Garza right there with a foot running around the right side. I think he's going. He better not get caught. He got caught. That's a 10-yard line. First down, Buffalo. Good run right there by Tristan Garza. Came in the corner. One dude had an ankle on him. Had an angle on him.
Jacob Maloney with the tackle for the Nazareth Swift.
Buffalo's going to the huddle. And it is homecoming here. Petersburg home of the Buffalo. Buffalo, I'm hungry. Pino's under the center. They're in the I formation. Garza in the I back there. Back. There he is. Good around the left side. Gain up about 2. Tackle by number 75, Garrett Bennett. And number 2 is Trayton McClain. McClain is also the quarterback for the Swifts as well. Abraham Mabawaga takes the play to the huddle. Now he's taking teams at the line of scrimmage. Playing running back, we do have Hideo. Well, we got a bad end. Let's go! Buffalo! Buffalo gets on the board, making the score 12. Jason Castle, touchdown for the Buffalo. So, I'm going to be clear. 2 minutes and 39 seconds to go here in the first quarter. We have, it's a clear day now in Petersburg. The wind has died down now. The clouds are a little dark. Behind him, we have the Super Bowl game. He got an extra point. It's appointed by J.P. Nessel. Let's see if he's going to get it. And it is no. It is good. See? Just like that. That makes the score 12-8. It's a one-possession game here. One-possession game here in Petersburg, Texas. It's a Nazareth Swift. I guess the Petersburg Buffalo. Look, 2017 is homecoming, baby. Somebody want to lose at home, especially at homecoming. So it's a one possession game here. I believe this game is going to go down to the wire.
the Nazareth will seem to be pretty good. They have a star. I can see a star when I see one, number 15, Jake Gerber. And also Traylon McClain is pretty good on their up on their side. So I believe it's gonna be a nail biter, but we got Gabriel Munoz, number one, who's quarterback, number five, Christian Garber, who's the running back. So we have some guys that can go here for the Buffalo. So they say let's buffle up and let's get with it, man. Let's get with it. Say P Nelson getting ready to kick out for the Buff. For the Buff, that's it. The Buff has been cut. Oh yes, sir. Now they have some pretty good looking stands over there. They have some people who made that trip here. Oh, beautiful kick by Nelson. So kick that one just to the back of the end zone. First and 15 on their own 20 yards. Oh, he's a tailback, 15. Jake Global. There he is. Oh, Bishop Pitt. Tall pass on the sand. Van Dyke. That's his name, Van Dyke. That's the last one on that pitch, bro, there. So that's Van Dyke. That's it. That's it. Nathaniel Van Dyke. 22. What's up, y'all? Oh, there goes the fish. Oh, God, they're trickery. Oh, I taste my bug. Oh, he tried to trick me. What kind of bug? They got that hand free to play. But yeah, that was a trickery play ran by Trey McClain. There for the Smith. Gonna bring up second and long. We have a play of foul on play. Full Connor on the Buffalo. That's going to be automatic first down.
Automatic first down.
Right past midfield. Ran into the end zone, making the score 18-8. Dad missed every extra point so far. And shut for that one. So it's going to make the score 20-8. 20-8. Nazareth Wilson is on top of Pittsburgh Buffalo here. In the first quarter, still 2:09 to go here. It's a great day around here, man. Except that, but if you're on that field, I'm sure it's not true. It's not too hot, not too cold. There's no rain. It's just a great day to be a part of Buffalo football today. I mean, it's a great day. It's a great day to get a win. This is my head coach, my former head coach, Mike Leach, tell him,
well. Yeah, we know your family's here. We know they're here. We know they love you. But you know what? They would love you a little more if you won.
Yeah, true to that. Your family's gonna love you, but they'll love you a little bit more. And then they'll brag about you when you win. You know what I'm saying? Especially your grandma.
Yeah, my baby. He did it. He does so good.
He's not. He runs that ball. But Danny, I don't know. Boy, if you don't be quiet, yeah, he runs that ball.
Shout out to the Janies out there, man. Especially shout out to my grandma. What's up, man? What's up, Susan?
All right. Kicking off with a swift. Jack Gerber, number 15. He's been two onside kicks. He decides to kick it back to the Houston guard, so he lets it go into the end zone. First and 15, on their own 20, about to take over. All right. You go to Buffalo. You know what? If you can, go to our PDC.online. Go copy the link address and put it on our store Facebook page.
Here goes the Buffalo. Oh! Hinyo's hands it off to number 10, Kyle Peterson,
for a gain of about two. We're going to bring up a second and third. Petersburg Buffalo looks to bounce back here. We under the 2 minute mark to go in the first quarter. It is homecoming here at Petersburg. Short is 20-8. Nazareth Swift, I think, got it. Nazareth 20-8 Petersburg. Defense looks to be looking pretty strong too as well. Kenyos is up under the center in the backfield. We do have Christian Garza.
And there goes Chris right up the middle. There goes Chris right up the middle for a game. What about 13? First down, Buffalo.
Guards are coming out the field. Kenyos will be in the backfield. Alvarado is going to be close.
Abraham Alvarado.
There goes the snap. She gives it to Hinyo.
He goes around the other side. He's looking like he's ready. He said, he's on. He said, let's get some. He said, oh! He got on the Swift 3 yard line. Hinyo's with a great run around the left side of the field. Yes, Hinyos and Garza with two big runs for the Buffalo. That's what we're going to need. We're going to pull off this dub for today. Oh, they're on the 9 yard line. They're on the 5th 9 yard line. Hinyos on the quarterback. We got Garza back in. There we go. Hand off
to
South. When he gets to the Swift 3 yard line.
Buffalo is knocking on the door. Last time they were in the red ball, we threw an interception. So let's see what we're going to do here. Yeah, I think they're going to clock. Let's see. I think they're going to let the clock run out. Get it. The Nazareth, they got their band here as well. They go in deep over there on the visitor sideline, and that is the end of quarter number one. So what we're going to do, flip sides of the field here. I just went to that side, and now you're going to go to the other side. And Buffalo's looks to close the lead down to back to a one touchdown game. But they're on the Swift 3 yard line. And what you hear back there is the band. That's one thing I love about small town, you get the small town feel. You know, these kids are the pro athletes of the town. Anybody looks up to the pro athletes, you know, of the world. But we're in a small town. The hockey players are like all our pro athletes, you know, just like in Lubbock, the college kids, you know, six football players are known around the community. And as being a former athlete, I would say, man, that's a good way to do it, you know. So shout out to all of the athletes, former athletes out there. You know, one day, one game that you really want to shine on, and that's homecoming. And that is what it is tonight. It's homecoming, baby. 2017. Buffaloes are in all black. Black pants, black jersey, shoulder numbers, black helmets. Nazareth Swift has on blue pants, white jersey, white helmets with blue numbers. Pio's walking up to the line of scrimmage for the running back, and also with Kyle Peterson in the backfield. Peterson did not get in. He almost got in there. He got down to the inch-yard line. Before you touched down yesterday, man? Yeah, I saw some of your videos, man. That's what's up. Man, you got to keep working hard. Yeah, I think you're going to be the future. Hey, man, don't say hopefully. You will be. God willing. All right, that's one of the JV players. You play JV right now, right?
Yeah.
Junior high?
Oh, what?
Oh, okay. That one of the junior high players right there. Okay, that's Miss Debbie. Miss Debbie, he's Debbie's son, right? He's president of the Booster Club, and Debbie, that's his son. He's pretty good. We might need to wait. All right, that goes. Flat! Tristan Garza the for the touchdown! Buffalo! What a man that! It's going to make the score 20-14. Pittsburgh attempt to get this extra point here. This will make it 20-15 if they make it.
If not,
it'll be straight 4-2.
14! Anybody got 14-1?
Oh, and it is good by JT Kessler.
Now, let's go over here in the second quarter.
Buffalo's about to go.
Yo, we live 2017, baby. Petersburg Buffalo's homecoming. Let's go, baby.
Buffalo. All right. All right. I got it. Here goes National coming up for the kick. Well, probably need to go try to. There goes Van Dyke with the kick return. He goes across. He makes one, two, man. It's made by Jesus Alvarado. Yeah, I'm going to name him Jesus. Because I ain't going to really call him Jesus. I'm going to call him Jesus. Yo, Jesus! For the Nazareth Swift. Oh, it looks like they got some trickery going on. Garrison Clayman getting ready for the snap. Behind him is number two, Trayton McClain, where he drops back the pass. Oh, and there he is. He's going to take off. One play. Touchdown. It'll be 26-16. 8 minutes and 48 seconds to go. One play. Touchdown.
look a little, look like they have some trickery going on, but hey, picked up. That was a good round by number two, Trayton McClain. There he is, about to kick off an extra point where it is blocked. Mutombo! Not in here. May come back towards the end of the game. Because of the okay. Every small I think something is small and it don't matter. But it will trust playing up. Actually, they did cheat. They tried to open the guy. I know. That little crucial mistake end up putting them in position in which they did on the play a tight end. I can't remember his name. Right there. Okay. Well, beside it, great woman. Shout out to them. Shout out to her. Oh, head coach is Nazareth Swift. Is John Staniland, assistant coaches. Taylor is little. Right now, about to give off. The touchdown. Uh-oh. Tristan Crosser with the kick return comes upfield. Oh, well, he's met by a pack of Swifts. That was number two, Trayton McClain. 15, Jake Garbage. Kids racing. First and 15, quarterback, Henyos. Yeah, your bomb or right. First, go. Oh, yes. With the nice play, if he would have just went straight through his hand. Yeah. All right, we got second and 15 for the Buffaloes here. Coming up to the line of scrimmage. Henyo's bringing his gang up to the line of scrimmage. In the backfield, we got Tristan Garber. We're in the mid part, too. So let's see which way they're going to go. I say they're going to come this way. I told you. All right, there comes Garber coming around the field. Oh, this way. He's tackled. Who you? And Jake Garber. Turn out sick. All right, that was a great run. Great run by Gabriel Henyos on the left side of the field. And now we have a timeout. Nazareth Swift calls the timeout. We're live here in Petersburg, Texas. 7 minutes and 42 seconds to go. It's homecoming. We have a timeout on the field called by Swift. It's a great day here in Petersburg. It's not too hot, not too cold. I'm hungry too. Yeah, we got making videos. Are you zoomed in? Okay. That's the concession stand. Let me give a shout out to the Boosters Club and President Miss Debbie. She's the reason why I'm out here. I put up a flyer on Facebook and she emailed me and we've been faithful to each other ever since. So shout out to Miss Debbie, man, because allowing me to pursue, to act on a dream, pursue actively, pursue a dream, call them doing play by play. So shout out to you, Miss Debbie. I really appreciate that. And y'all hear the band over there? Hey, it's the drum line. I'm doing mighty fine. It's your boy PDP. Petersburg is behind. 26-16. It's homecoming. They're going from the king and the queen. But I'm just trying to just do my thing. And I'm just living life, living the dream. I'm just playing. Sometimes the music, just takes over. It takes over. All right, Buffalo's taking over right now. They're getting in close to the red zone on the Swift 25-yard line. Kenyos under the center. Trent draws in the backfield. All right. There goes Kenyos. Gives it up. Oh, he's smothered by number one, Garrison Clayman. It's going to bring up second down and 10. We ain't picked up here in a little bit. We got the American flag right behind us. Luke moving Mike swiftly. You're just now tuning in. Peter, we're live in Petersburg, Texas. 7 minutes and 10 seconds to go. Playing against Nazareth Swift, who are on top 26-16. We got Henyos in the shotgun, or Alvarado in the shotgun this time. Gives it off to Henyos. Well, he comes around the right side of the field. Well, he's tackled by a pack of Nazareth Swifts. Swift has all black, black pants, black jerseys, black helmets. Swift has on blue pants, white jerseys, blue numbers. It's going to bring up third and four. Yeah, you can sit down. Quarterback, and we do got Alvarado. Pitches it to Gabriel Henyos. Well, he has a major cutback. Runs the guy over. He say, come get some. Tackle is no one other. Jake Gerber. Okay, lay down. That's the grass. Now, if you guys are wondering, yeah, sorry, it's a family-oriented business. I travel with my family here, you know, teaching my kids so that you can, like, you don't actually have to play on the field, even though I did. You know, there's also opportunity off it as well. All right. Tristan Garza is actually the quarterback here. Takes a snap. Gives it to – oh! Gives it to Henyos, where he attempted to pass it to J.P. Nesler, where the pass is incomplete. We are in the red zone, people. They got somebody knocking on my window. They don't know. Nah, that stumped the yard. But, yeah, we're in the – Buffaloes is in Swift territory. Ball's on the 9-yard line. Score is 26-16. Last time Petersburg scored, they got it to 16. And then the first play that Swift had the ball offensively, they scored. So the time of possession is crucial. Here we go. Henyos getting the shotgun. He takes it. He gives it off to Tristan Garza. Well, he gets back to the line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up third and 9. About to get ready for the homecoming ceremony. And I'm going to interview the prom queen as well. I remember I was not prom queen nor prom king. I was not. I had a lot of haters in high school. But they said, yeah, but shout out to them. It's third down and goal here. Henyos drop back a pass. Pass intended for number 2, Yvonne Rock. Drops it right in the end zone. He almost had it. It's going to bring up fourth and goal. Is it over there? Incomplete pass. But that's going to be turnover on downs for the Buffaloes. The Swift will take over. On their own 9-yard line. Last time they had the ball. Trayton McLean decided to go to score. They look to be in that same formation. So look at the same play. They did this. Attempt to run the same play. Just like pass it going over. Throws it to number 14. Pass complete to Jacob Moran. Bring up first down. It was getting up about 15. First and 15 on their own 26-yard line. We have some defensive changes here for the Buffs. There goes the snap. There's McLean attempting to he makes one dude miss. Well, he's taken down. Gained up about two by Gabriel Hinyos. No gain on the play. It's going to be second and 15. 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go. And hey, last minute doesn't seem to be picked up about eight. Half the defense wasn't even on the field for that play, but it seems to work. That was no other than Jacob Maroney taken down by Tyle Peterson. Going to be third and 7 now for the Nazareth Swifts. And this is the homecoming here, 2017, Petersburg Buffaloes homecoming. 10 Jake Yerber. Oh, he gives it off to McLean. Well, he comes around the left side of the field. He runs out of bounds. It was Tristan Garza trailing him there, forcing him out of bounds. Trayton McLean actually reminds me of the quarterback I had in high school. A little short, stocky kind of guy. Can run. And also has a very strong arm. So we got 2 minutes and 50 seconds to go here. Score 16. Great night. Now we're up under the lights. Sonny went down. And out of the pros, but nothing is like high school. Oh! Pass by Trayton McLean, intended for Jake Gerber. Pass incomplete. You got a little commotion there out there on the field. It's getting a little intense, baby. It's intense. Let's go! We got a little commotion here between the refs and the coach. All right, we got second and 15. We got a fake pitch right there. Oh, he makes one dude miss. There goes McLean with the pass. Incomplete intended for Nathaniel Van Dyke. Tristan Garza on the defensive play there, making noise on the offense end. Third and long. Third and 15. 2 minutes and 41 seconds to go. If you're just now tuning in, Buffaloes has on all black and gold numbers, including black jerseys, black helmets, black and gold cleats. Nazareth Swift has on blue pants, white jerseys, blue numbers, white helmets, blue face masks as well. I just want to run it all the way, all the way. There goes McClain, gets a snap from the center. Incomplete, intended for Nathaniel Van Dyke. There we go. Let's make some noise. Let's go, boy. See, this is where the stands need to come up and start that chant. Boom, boom. Press. Fourth and 15. This is a very crucial play right here. Very crucial play. We got the 36 as long as Petersburg band. But right now, it's fourth and long. Here goes McClain there with the pitch. He's about to try to run it. There he goes. He throws. Incomplete. For Jake Gerber, turnover on downs. First and 15. Score is 16-26. Buffaloes is trailing. It's homecoming right now. Nation, baby. Pump it up. All right. Here goes the quarterback. Oh, he gives it to Tristan Garza. Makes two dudes miss. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Tackle is made by number 75. Garrett, ain't it? He gets back to the line of scrimmage. Tristan gets back to the line of scrimmage. We're hitting the 2-minute mark. About to come up on halftime. We're about to have the homecoming court in a little bit. Here goes Henyo. Gives it to Garza. He throws the pass. I think he's throwing it to me. Oh, can I get a flag? Fly, Moroccan. Ooh, I ain't had that fashion in a minute, baby. I thought he was throwing me the ball. I was about to take it around with it, baby. So, 1,000-yard rusher I was. I almost had two. And I got the homecoming in here. Just a little history about me, man. I'm from Oklahoma, Muskogee, Oklahoma. I was actually number 14th all-purpose back up out of Oklahoma. I got hurt at homecoming my senior year. 60 yards away from 1,000 yards. It goes Alvarado there for the quarterback. Gives it to Henyos. Well, hey, I'm entertaining on them juices. Brought down by Nathaniel Van Dyke with a touchdown saving tackle. There's a minute 30 left. Buffalo looks to get back on the board. They're down by 10. They look to cut down that lead before halftime. Abraham Alvarado's quarterbacking right now. Gives it to Henyos. Was rolled in the backfield. That was fourth down. Turnover on down. So the Swift was on their own 35-yard line. Let's see what they're going to do here. We got a minute and 3 left. They're up by 10. We're going to see if they're going to try to get more on the board. Or will they just simply run the clock out? Trey McClain gets that. He's in the shotgun. Dish it off to number 22. Gain up 10. Nathaniel Van Dyke with the catch and run. All right, we're now under the minute mark. 58 seconds to go. 26-16, Buffaloes. But Buffaloes is losing. Oh, we got a little trick play. Oh, pass complete. From McClain to Van Dyke. Pass complete. That was off the call. Let's bring up third and five. Third down and five for the Steelers. Buffalo to keep them out of the end zone here. Both of the bands is getting ready to take the field. Shout out to both bands. The Swift Band and also the Buffalo Band. There goes McClain. Gives it off to Gerber. Well, he's sovereign in the backfield. Tackled by your bird, Morenkin. It's going to bring up fourth and five. Fourth down and six. The ball on the Buffalo 36-yard line.
Stay ball. David Creepin.
All right. Quarterback now, we got Jake Gerber. Pitches it to the real quarterback this time. There he is. He drops back and passes. Intended for Aiden Moore. That was actually a pretty ball. I'm glad he didn't catch it though. So that's gonna be turnover on downs. 11 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Well, in the first half. Must out. Let's see. To the scene. Yeah, we got 11 seconds left. Let's see what Petersburg do. Let's see if they try to get on the board here. We got Henyo's quarterback, Tristan Garza, the running back there. He gives it to Tristan Garza where he tries to he passes J.P. Nesler. He's taken down. What are we going to do? Time out by the bus. Yay! Seconds to go here in the first half. I'm about to get ready for the 2017 homecoming court. I'm gonna go Facebook Live and talk to the homecoming court. I just wanna roll it. Ma'am? Oh, my. That's what's up. Oh, yes, ma'am. That is. That's cool. That's real. No. All right. All right, Buffalo's coming up to the line of scrimmage here. Henyo and Tristan Garza in the backfield. We got motion on the play, Alvarado. There he is. There he goes! Oh, pass intercepted. Fake cover. There's a beast. Woo! Yeah, tackle made by Yvonne Moroccan. Touchdown saving tackle. It will be halftime right here in Petersburg, Texas. Right now, I'm actually about to, both of the bands on Facebook and interview the homecoming queen after the homecoming court. And I will see you guys in a minute live in Petersburg, Texas. This is Peter Richardson. Yes, y'all. We're live in Petersburg, Texas. The halftime is over. Shout out to both of the bands that both performed. Also, shout out to everybody who stayed and watched. Man, it's a great day here in Petersburg. We just had the kickoff. Buffalo just kicked it off to the Nazareth Swift. And it was a great return by none other than number 15. Jake Gerber, and I'm pretty sure I saw him in the band as well, too. Give a shout out to the referees. we got going on here. Just back on the play. This is kind of like a touchdown. Oh, no foul. Oh, well, that's a touchdown by Jake Gerber. That, and what makes the score 32-16. And we got the referees talking chaos right here as soon as the second half starts, huh? Jake Gerber with the kickoff return. First after halftime. If it's a close game, it's usually the team who controls the clock on the first possession after halftime. But usually whenever a team returns the kickoff for a touchdown, the first play of the game, usually they expect them to lose. Fake field goal here. Oh, foul complete from number 14, Jacob Maroney. Make 9 minutes, 46 seconds ago in Petersburg, Texas. Let's go, Buffs! Let's go, Buffs! Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! There we go. See, I just got a chance started. Buffalo, let's go! Let's go, Buffalo! Let's go! 9 minutes and 46 seconds to go. The score is 33-16. Nazareth Swift is getting ready to kick off. Back deep for the Buffaloes, we got the one and only Tristan Garza. He just got off of an injury. Kicking off with number two, Trayton McClain. Trayton McClain. All righty, get ready for the kick. It's still a great night here. Everything's good except for some of the buzz. Oh, onside kick there. Onside kick, and the score is 33-16. I guess they're trying to embarrass Petersburg in Petersburg, and it's homecoming. Maybe they got some little bit of bad blood, a little bit of that Taylor Swift going on. I know Taylor Swift got a new song now out right now. It's called "Look What You Made Me Do." Oh man! Shout out to T Swift. You talk about some of them celebrities, their little fan base come get you, won't they? All right, we got Hingo to the shotgun, along with Tristan Garza. Fumbles the snap. There he is right there. Just going to pass it off to Tristan Garza. Incomplete pass. Going to bring up 2nd and 15.
Tristan Garza.
Second and 15 with the Buffaloes on their own 38-yard line. Hingos is under the center this time in the out formation. Fullback trap. Tyle Peterson with the carry. Let's go, Buffaloes! Let's go, Buffaloes! 12 seconds ago. It's a beautiful night here in Petersburg, Texas. We got the Buffaloes right behind the stands. Shout out to the Nazareth fans over there on the side. They have a pretty good time over there. Shout out to both fans. And rest in peace, Mr. C. We're live. It's up under the center. Tristan Carter is still back. Well, we have a fullback trap going around right in the field. That's how Peterson Wade picks up a gain of about 4. It's going to bring up a 4th down. It's going to bring up 4th down. Oh, yes, it is. 4th and about 12. This was it. 4th down and 8. This possession is crucial. First possession for the time. This is crucial fourth down here. Here goes 10 yards under the center. Gives it to Tristan Garza. He takes it up to the right side. Runs one through, though. He makes the tackle. Tackle made by number 22, Nathaniel Van Dyke. It's going to be turnover on downs. The Swift will take over for now. All right. We got first and 15. The Swift. All right. We got Trayton McClain, quarterback in here. Drives back the pass. He has a man open. That's Mr. Gerber where he's pushed out of bounds. And you have a Swift first down. Oh, no, that's not a first down. That's a gain of 13. Second and two. Second and two for the Swift. If you're just not tuning in, the Buffalo on black pants, black jerseys, black helmets. Buffalo Swift has blue pants. All right, we got first and 15 for the Swift, for the Nazareth Swift. Buffalo defense looks to stop them right here. The score is 33-16, 7 minutes and 45 seconds to go. McClain in the shotgun. There goes the foul. He has the man open. He's scrambling. Oh, makes two Buffaloes miss. Oh, he couldn't get the third one. Gabriel Henyos with the tackle. We got Alvarado slow to get up along with number 22, Demetrio River. They're both coming off the field. We have another Alvarado comes on the field, which is Sergio Alvarado Jr. Second and 12. Quarterback for the Swift right there. Backing with Jake Gerber, he actually gives it to Trayton McClain, and he picks up a gain of about two. They just flip-flopped right there. Got third and eight here in Petersburg, Texas. The Swift seems to be trying to run some time off the clock. The score is 33-16. All right, here goes the Swiss. Oh, everybody trying to get Petersburg offside. Uh-oh, we got 22 coming around the right side of the field where he's pushed out of bounds. So was Nathaniel Van Dyke. It's going to be first and goal with 6 minutes to go in the third. Quarterback for the Swiss, McClain over there getting orders from the coach. Oh, you can't call your own plays, man? No, it's just fun. There goes McClain. There he is with the fade in the back of the end zone. Incomplete, JT Nesler. With the pass breakup. They went for the end zone that time. Pass intended for Jake Gerber. The baby pass? Oh, man. Second and goal at the 10-yard line. for the Swift. Buffalo defense looks to get a stop here. Score is 33-16. We must get by the end of the game. It is homecoming. 2017 homecoming. And once again, let me give a shout out to Petersburg Booster Club, President Miss Debbie. And there goes Seth Corbin right there around. Fumble! 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 This is where we need a replay at. That looked like a fumble on the play to me, and it happened right in front of my face. Right in front of my face. It looked like a fumble, didn't it? It's kind of tough. Like, I don't know if his knee was down or what, but it looked. Yeah, it looked like a fumble to me. If we was in Nazareth, I'd be like, oh, nah, nah, nah. Yeah, but we in Petersburg today. Yeah, that was a fumble. Oh, man. So that was Jake Gerber. Now the ball, they're on their, they're in the red zone. Petersburg 2-yard line. It's 3rd and 2. McClain runs back to the huddle after getting the play from the coach. Man, he reminds me of Zach Ross, my former quarterback for the Muskogee Ruffers. And he just did a couple spin moves, too, as well. There he is. He fakes fast. And there he is. Oh! Back to number 14, J.P. Nesbitt. And this is his senior year. It's going to be 4th and goal for the Swift. The Buffalo Nation, we actually need this stop right here. Jake Gorbis is back there in the tailback position. McClain gives him the ball. He pitches over to the left side of the field. Touchdown, Swift! Touchdown, Swift by Jake Gerber. Quarterbacking was trading McClain. They have missed every single extra point this game, and that's it. They will continue to have. McClain getting ready for the extra point. There it is. Oh, he made that one, and it's good. But that's going to make the score 41-16. The Swift is ahead here in Petersburg. Petersburg going up against the Petersburg Buffalo.
You have to go to.
And shout out to the fans on both sides.
If you know that, go to the Texas fan. It's a $25 gift card.
I know that one. That's easy. 1985. Nah. Oh, 25. Mustang Wolf. Yeah, shout out to fans on home and away, man. The Nigel Swift has a pretty good fan base over there. They have a pretty good team. I can see why. Also, shout out to the Petersburg Buffalo fans. They have a sign in front of the band called Fly with Fly High Mr. C on it. We just lost him a couple weeks ago. Died unexpectedly. Trayton McClain getting ready to kick off for the Swift. We got Tristan Garza back for the Buffaloes. We have another onside kick. What is the deal with these kicks? And they actually got the ball. No, it went up. Ball went out of bounds. We got a flag on the play. Flag on the play. We got an offside on the kicking team. It's going to be 1st down, Buffaloes. Score is 41-16, 4 minutes and 35 seconds to go here, Petersburg, Texas. Buffaloes look to get on the board here. Let's go, Buffaloes. Let's go. last possession ended on turnover on downs. They got all the way to the red zone, and then where they ended up getting going, turning it on down. Now we got Hinoz on, under the center. He gives it to Tristan Garza, where he goes up to the right side of the field, has one dude to beat. Oh, where he's tackled. Jake Gerber with the tackle. We got a gain of 9 on the play. Second down and 6. Man, let me give a shout out to the. I don't want to say this too early. Let me give a shout out to Off. My wife sprayed me with some Off. Because last game I got attacked by mosquitoes. But that Off seems to be working, baby, baby. Uh oh, I think I just felt the raindrop. All right, there goes the Buffalo. He gives it to Alvarado. He goes up the field, make one dude miss. Oh, tackle behind. Tackle from behind. My number one, Garrison Clayman. He's a senior for the Nazareth Swift. It's going to be first down for the Buffaloes. He's going to be on the Swift 29-yard line. Hinoz under the center here. There he is. Pitches it. Oh, there we go. Alvarado. Yeah. That was Jesus Alvarado with a nice carry on the play. And they're getting intense right there. Woo, that's what the Petersburg Buffaloes need is a spark. That was a great run by Jesus. Second down and about 6. Hinoz up under the center. Oh, we got a fumble on the play recovered by Hinoz. That's looking like a little trickery. That's some trickery right there going on. Van Dyke with the tackle. We got another flag on the play. Personal foul on the Buffaloes. That's going to push them back. Woo! 15-yard penalty.
For the Buffaloes. Third down
and 30 for the Buffaloes. Ooh-wee. The referees has been seen to be getting into it with the head coach of Petersburg. And the referee just going back and forth with the coaches here. That's why we're just waiting on them to bring to play some football. Hey, all righty. Buffalo's taking in the line of scrimmage. Hinoz getting his team ready. Oh, there you go. Brother with a great run. Monstrous run around here to the left side part of the field. Tristan Garza seems to be having a pretty good game here. I believe he scored once. Petersburg has not scored since the first quarter. Ooh, the fans are. The fans back there are intense. That's one thing about. You know what really gets me, one of my favorite sports is baseball, because you can actually talk stuff, and the players can hear you. And ooh-wee. All right, you got Hinoz coming up to the line of scrimmage here. He's up under the center, along with Tristan Garza. He's going to drop back the pass. Oh, we got J.P. Nelson back there, but he ended up ball. It's deflected. And that will be turnover on downs. The Swift, Nazareth Swift will take over here on their own 31-yard line. The Nazareth Swifts has been looking pretty good all game, man. They scored on the second play of the game. And all their drives have been pretty quick. And there goes McLean, hands it off to number 22, where he's gobbled at the line of scrimmage. Ball carry was Nathaniel Van Dyke, where he's taken down by J.P. Nesler. Oh, thank you, man. Woo! Yeah, to get some of that canteen right there. Some of that H2O. We got a minute and 9 seconds to go here in the third quarter. We got the Nazareth Swift on top of Pittsburgh Buffaloes, 41-16. We have a quarterback draw right there, Trayton McLean with the carry. Brought down by number one, Gabriel Inyos, also the quarterback. Oh, we actually have a flag on the play. What? The Swift has a call against them? What? Second down and 32. Second down in Amarillo. 58 seconds left in the third quarter. McLean, there he is. Pitches is number 15. Jake Garber, where he goes around to the left side of the field. Gain of about four. Jake Gerber has been everywhere. And if I'm not mistaken, I also seen him in the band, too. I actually seen him in the band. I was like, is that Jake Gerber right there? Whenever Nazareth band was on the field. You know, shout out to the people who plays more than one sport, who does more than one thing. You know, they say you can't put all your eggs in one basket, but at least you got eggs. Right? How you want them over easy to scramble? And also, we got some more confusion on the field here. What's going on now? We got 9 seconds to go. Oh, they're letting the clock run down. And that's the end of the third. You got to put them fours up. Put them fours up. All right. What's up, man? You want me to sign your hat?
Yeah, man, I get you.
All right. You doing all right, man? There you go. Yeah. There you go. There you go, man. Oh, really? You don't have any, you don't have, found something, man, and I'll sign it for you. All right. Yeah, there's some kids asking me for autographs. Well, them kids make you feel proud, don't it? Let me feel like I'm somebody. You ain't got a lot of, you got more head than you got body. What movie is that off of? What's up, man? Oh, smooth. Football, yeah. And I just got hit in the eye by a bug again. You know I'm dark skinned, so I guess they must think it's the sky. I was just joking. End of the start of the fourth quarter here. We have 10 minute quarters. The Nazareth Swift are here, 21. Pittsburgh Buffalo has 10. And right now it is 3rd and 27 to go. 3rd and 27 to G up. Yeah. You know, J-J-E. Nazareth Swift has been pretty much on top all game. The Buffs looks to get this stop right here. What's up? All right, there goes Nazareth. There goes, he pitches to Jake Overway. It's a pitch, and now he has a trick play. Oh, he knows with a good play call, with a good defensive play. All righty, here we go. You gave him a ring pop? Did you tell him thank you? I see, man, that's cool. There you go, buddy. You well? There you go. What's up, man? Boom. There you go. I put that in there for you, bro. Huh? All right, I will before I go, okay? All right. All right, there goes McLean. Is that the first punt of the game? Quarterback also. That was a great punt. Actually went. Oh, did he go in? Down on the 3-yard line. If I was him, I would take that game film and send it to every college right there. God, that was a good point. That was a good punt. So he's a quarterback. Oh, I'm good, man. Thank you, though. So he's the quarterback, he's the kicker, and the punter. And he just had a tremendous punt. Punted it all the way down to the 3-yard line. Buffaloes is getting ready to take over here on their own 3-yard line. Let's go, Buffaloes! We got Alvarado quarterback again with the Angels. Oh, my God. Broke his ankle, literally. First down, Buffalo. That was a great run by Angels. Quarterbacking right there. We did have Abraham Alvarado with the pitch to Angels. Ball's on the 22-yard line. Got him out of that trap that they was in. Buffalo looks to get on the board. They have yet to score in the second, third, and we're going to see about this quarter here. Look, Alvarado quarterback in again. Gives it to Hinojosa where he passes it. Oh, to Tristan Garza, but oh, breaks one tackle. He said, get off me, son. Taken down by you know who. Jacob Gerber. He get up flexing. Yeah, he gets up flexing. We got 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Nazareth Swift is winning 41-16 here in Petersburg, Texas. There goes Alvarado. Then he gets it to Hinojosa, where he's going to throw it on a trick pass. Completed to number 23, Jordan Ray. Red. Yes, ma'am. I do not. He has a Sharpie right there. Man, you might have to start charging him for your Sharpie. Yeah. You want me to sign the jacket? Where do you want me to, it won't show, will it? Where will it be at? Yes, okay. Oh, he goes around the right side. Fly. Thank you. Now we finally get a flag. Good run by Gabriel Hinojosa. That dude was 5 yards. Oh, yeah, y'all need to let's get over here, you guys. Okay, who am I signing?
Hold
up, yeah. Hold up.
You ain't got no paper or nothing, man? Because that don't look too good. See, that don't look too good. Oh, I'll do it right here, bro. There you go. Yeah. There you go. There you go. There you go. That's PD. Then we got Pete right there.
All righty.
All right. Hold on, guys. We got touchdown, Petersburg. There you go. Hey, y'all want to take a picture? Oh, yeah, with the 76. Yeah, man. Okay, yeah. Hold on. Let me see about this extra point. We have an extra point right here for the Buffaloes. Oh, well, it is good. JP Nesler, baby. That's going to make the score 24-41. Okay. You want to take a picture? All right. We're going to have to take one big picture, okay? Is that fine? All right. Quay, you want to get in? Yeah. Hold on. We got some more kids coming. Come on, man.
Let's go.
All right, on three, everybody say, uh-huh. One. Yeah. All right. Oh, man, that's what's out. You want me to, well, he got the, right on the street is you, the man. Everybody keep asking for the Sharpie, man. You want to use your Sharpie again? He wants me to sign it. Oh, okay, yes, man. Let's see. See, that's kind of hard. You can't see it.
Yeah, there we go.
That's more like it. You want me to sing it right now? 1-9 to B, this PDP. Word on the street, it's time to turn on the beat. Uh-huh. It's time to turn on the beat. It's your boy PDP coming with the word on the street. Yo, it's your boy PDP. Yo. That's what's up.
Thank you. You're going to get out, Uncle. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, man. Yeah, good man. Yeah, I sure will. There you go. There you go. You good? You want to take about one time, you too? Boy, PDP.
Okay.
All right. We got another flag on the plate. All right, let's go. Can we use your phone too, please, Mr. Brown?
Where's the
You good? Y'all got it? All right. Oh, you want a picture too? What? Oh, you want her? Oh, thank you. Yeah, come on. Yeah, we'll do that next. You got it? Okay. Oh, excuse me. I got to watch out for my selfie stick back there. I'm sorry. Huh? Did you get it? Uh-oh, what happened? We got somebody on the ground right here. Let's see. Oh, we got an injured player, as you can tell. Yeah.
Wait,
is that on? Okay.
Me too. Can you find me?
Let's see.
Why are you doing that? Come on, so I got this.
There you go. Like that? Yeah, I got you, man. There you go. Yeah. All right.
There you go. There you go, man. There you go. That's best way I can do. Yeah, hold on. Let me get him first real quick. Let's see. There you go. There we go. That's more like it. See, I can write on that. There we go. All right. Be good at that. All righty. We got the action right here. It's 24 to 41. 6 minutes and 50 seconds to go. Kids right there. We got the Swift right there. Swift on the 22-yard line. Gives it to McClain. Well, he looks to throw deep. There goes him. He got the man open, and it's caught by number 22. Nathaniel Van Dyke. Touchdown, Swift. Nazareth Swift. That's going to make the score 47 to 24 here in the fourth quarter. 6 minutes to go. And as you guys heard right there, I just got bum rush right there. Signed some autographs. So shout out to the kiddos there. Shout out to the kiddos, man. You know the youth are our future. The youth are our future, man. We gotta take care of our youth. There goes McClain with the field goal kick, and it is good. That's gonna make the score 49-24, 6 minutes and 31 seconds to go here in Petersburg, Texas. Shout out to everybody who came. We still got 6 minutes to go here. It's homecoming 2017. And, man, that's just a sad story right there. But, man, you know, it's all about the opportunity. So shout out to both of these teams here. It's all about the opportunity, you know. Without opportunity, we really don't have anything. So, and that's why I believe that's why it's called the present. You know what I mean? And that's why I say, well, every person has gifts. So it's up to you if God blesses you with the opportunity to wake up in the present, and then it's up to you to use your gift. You know what I mean? So, there's a word to wisdom by PDP right there. All right. Buffalo's about to receive the kick back deep. We do got Tristan Garza. He has been out the last few weeks. There go McClain getting ready to kick the ball off. McClain the main. That's what I'm going to call him. There he is with another onside kick. Oh, there you go. Gabriel Hinyos taken down by a pack of Swifts. A pack of Swifts. Buffalo starting out on their own 36-yard line. Buffalo's just now tuning in. It's in black pants, black jerseys, gold numbers, black helmets. Nazareth Swift is in gold. I mean, not gold, but blue pants, white jerseys, white helmets with yellow blue on it. Also with blue and white numbers fading in and out of the jerseys. And also have black splats on as well. We got Alvarado up, pitches it to Hinyos, where he passes it to Tristan Garza. He looked like he landed kind of weird right there. Slow getting up. He looked like he might have re-injured that knee. That's no bueno. Yeah, I guess it's something with number five getting hurt on the halftime. That's whenever I got hurt as well. Yeah, he's on the sideline now, trying to walk it off. I know that's frustrating. There's the Buffaloes. Hinyos coming up under the center. How to get the chains. How to move the chain. Here goes Hinyos under the center. Oh, fumble!
That was Demetrio River with the carry. He is back to the line. That was number 10, Tyo Peterson, with the awesome carry right there. It's going to be first and goal for the Buffaloes. There goes the snap right there. Henyo scrambles up. Oh, he finds Javonkin over to the right side. Gain of about two. Tackle by number 22, Van Dyke. Van Dyke has been all over the field. Then we also got number 15, Jake Gerber, has been all over the field for the Nazareth Swift. Shout out to those guys, man. They're having an awesome game so far. That's going to be turnover on down. The Swift is about to take over now. Oh, no, it's not turnover on down. The Hinos, he goes up the middle for Buffalo touchdown. Gabriel Hinos on the side. Gabriel Hinos with the snap touchdown. That's gonna make the score 30-49. And we got 4 minutes and 28 seconds to go. That's gonna be the end of the game for us. It's 30-49 here. I got 90 seconds left to go on my broadcast. Pete Nance is about to kick the field goal. We got 60 seconds to go. Yeah, we're broadcasting live, Petersburg, Texas. Just let me give a shout-out to both teams here. It's 32-49. Petersburg Buffaloes, it's homecoming 2017. And as I wind down here, as we wind down, I just want to say thanks for tuning in to Saving Athletes respectfully. I really respectfully thank you and genuinely care about people who care about SOAR. And even if you do not care about SOAR, I want to say thank you as well. So shout out to all the positive people. Positive things does happen to positive people. And if anybody is attacking you negatively, you know what I'm saying, it's always how you react to things, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to you. Shout out to Petersburg. Shout out to Nazareth Swift, that football team. That's a pretty good group of guys over there. And that's going to be winding down here. And that's Peter Richardson broadcasting live, Saving Athletes respectfully in Petersburg, Texas. Aha!